This is 69, the podcast. I'm Dave Haynes. 69 has been covering the digital signage industry since the dawn of man, first online and now as a podcast. This podcast gives me the time to really talk to people about technology and issues, get past the PR and jargon, and into what stuff actually means. I try to help listeners understand why they should care. The podcasts are free and I try to get a new one out weekly, but I travel a lot so sometimes I'll miss a week. The 69 podcast has been gratefully sponsored and supported since the start by Jeremy Gavin and the fine folks at ScreenFeed, the digital signage content store. ScreenFeed makes beautiful looking, totally automated content for signage and digital out-of-home networks. Check them out at screenfeed.com. I first bumped into Telelogos when I started going to ISE in Amsterdam a few years ago. And while I'd never heard of the company, I wandered off impressed by what I'd seen. The digital signage software company had a very solid platform and some of the deepest, most powerful device management tools that I'd come across. It sounds boring, but that's the stuff that can really matter when you have big, scaled networks. The company is French and has worked mainly with big enterprise-level clients in that country and in Asia and other parts of Europe. But in the past year or so, Telelogos has started laying the groundwork in sales and business relationships to establish itself in the US, Canada, and Latin America. It already has an office in Mexico City. I spoke with Christophe Bilot, the company's managing director. Christophe, thank you for joining me. Can you tell me what Telelogos is all about, the background and so on?
Yes, sure. We are a software company, a pure software company, and we come from the IT, in fact. We exist for more than 30 years now. And since the beginning of the company, at the beginning of the company, we're making file transfer software. And then data synchronization and data integration software for major retailers. In fact, the software was intended to basically automate and secure and optimize the data exchange between one corporate server and remote locations. So mostly retailers who had a lot of different point of sale and wanted to secure their data transfer between all their shops and the head office. So that's where we come from the IT, data synchronization, data integration. And then we added the device management features because this customer, they wanted also to manage their IT equipment. First, the POS, then mobile devices and all the equipment they had in the shops. So we come from this world. And 10 years ago, something like that, we added a new domain in our portfolio, digital signage. Hmm. And of course, as you understand, when we developed the digital signage software, we didn't reinvent the wheel and we integrated inside our digital signage software all the data synchronization, data integration, and device management capability that we already had. So that's what makes a little bit particular in this market, as we come from this IT world and not from the content or the AV.
Yeah, that's really interesting. I natter on about the importance of data integration and of device management. And most of the companies in the digital signage industry, the software companies, started with kind of the presentation side of their platform. And gradually, they've added some degree of data integration and they've got better about device management. But you come at it from the complete opposite. If you did all that stuff first and then added the presentation layer.
Exactly that. And again, that's what makes us a little bit particular. And that's what is interesting in our positioning today as but I think we'll talk about that later. But we think there is a shift between from the AV to also an IT world. And that's what makes our offer interesting for the integrators, I think.
And how do you see that shift happening? Is it just in the discussions or who's in the meetings, that sort of thing?
Of course, when we discuss with our customers and partners, but we see that in projects, it seemed that before, most of the projects were about only broadcasting media with pure interactions, almost no integration with information system, even on a separate network. But now it seems that there is a real trend towards exploiting the huge amounts of data that company have. Everybody's talking about data mining, etc., but people usually don't really know how to use that. But I think it's really a change for the industry, for digital signage industry, because it's, I mean, we think that there is a great opportunity to use and make the most of this data with digital signage. There is a possibility with platform like ours to make this data visually accessible mm-hmm. to the workers and customer, and to use also this data to condition and to trigger the content to make it really efficient. So I think it's a real opportunity for all the industry.
Yeah, I think it's really important to focus on data or data just because there's been this endless problem in the digital signage industry of how do you keep the screens populated with fresh content and relevant, and the way you can really do that and make it hyper relevant is using data from information systems that matter, and as you say, content that can be triggered and shaped and everything else by what the system is telling you.
Yes, and that gives also the possibility to have a wider customer range, because I mean, before digital signage was retail, banking, corporate, but now we see that it's across all verticals. It can be manufacturing, logistics, healthcare. And what is really interesting, it becomes, I mean, digital signage is shifting from a nice to have application to a business critical application. Mm-hmm. So that's really important for the customer, because you're really optimizing the productivity, and also for the system integrator, because you are not just offering a simple digital signage loop, I would say, but you will offer a business application to the customer. So the value is not the same, and the profit also. So that's really, really, I think, important for all the industry.
Most of your business historically has focused on France and Western Europe, right?
Yes, historically, yes, sure. But for example, we are selling to Asia and China for almost 15 years now.
Okay.
Yeah.
And are there particular verticals or types of companies that you tend to have worked with?
We work in all verticals, but it's true that we have a lot of banks in our portfolio. I was mentioning China, for instance. We have in China Citibank, Bank of Communication, Guangzhou Rural Bank. In Hong Kong, we have ICBC, Typhoon Bank in Macau. We had an interview with Nedbank South Africa some mm-hmm. days ago. Yep. In Middle East, we have Bank of Nizwa, Tijari Wafa in Morocco. So, of course, some banks in Europe. So we have a lot of banks in our portfolio. I think because security is really an issue for them, and to have a really robust infrastructure, and that's what we offer with our software. So yeah, banking is something really important, but again, corporate is we have a good market share in corporate, in retail, and now we see a lot of new projects in manufacturing, supply chain, logistics, and even healthcare.
There's a lot of options out there. Why is it that they would go with you guys, given you know there's so many companies selling software solutions?
Yes, I think when we are talking. We're talking about the shift from AV to IT, and that's I think that's one key point for the partners now, because we believe that in most projects like that, when you have to integrate data, it's not only a navy project anymore, because you have to integrate this data, you have to find a software solution which is agile enough to be able to integrate the data at the beginning of the project, but to make it evolve also. And that's really important, because almost everybody is capable to make a hard coding and to make a bespoke development for a project at the beginning. But you have to keep in mind that the project will evolve. You have to connect to legacy system, but to other new application, etc. So you need to get a system which is agile enough to do so. And thanks to where we come from, we have this data integration capability, which is really simple. You just have to set parameters, and that really helps the partners to follow the customer and to follow the project. And there are other things which are really important when we are going to this project, because when we are talking about data integration, that means that you are in the company network. Mm-hmm. Before, usually the project were on a different network because there was no integration with the information system. Now, when you are in the network, of course, you will have security concern. You have to make sure that your software will comply with IT and security rules. So you must make sure that you have a really robust software, state-of-the-art, and that's also something that we offer. And the last thing is that we see that today, most projects are not only traditional display anymore, but you have a lot of new devices coming to the field. Of course, you have SoC, SoC inside the display, but you will have tablets, you have smartphones, kiosk, even IoT devices sometimes. So you have a broader range of devices. And usually the traditional AV integrator, they are not used to that. Mm-hmm. So they are asking for tools. How can I manage these devices? How do I integrate this data? And we will help them by providing them the tool and, of course, the partnership and the service to follow them.
The kind of partners that you have in different countries, do they tend to be more on the IT systems integrator side than on the AV side? And you know, can an AV company that's, you know, traditionally putting in conference displays and things like that, could they work with your platform?
Oh, yeah, sure. I mean, we have more AV partners than IT partners because, this market is coming from the AV. So since the beginning, our partners were AV partners. Mm-hmm. But now it's true that we see a new competitor for the AV industry, pure IT integrators, because they can see AV digital signage project as a traditional IT project, because for them a display is like a screen, a player is like a PC, you have network, you have data, so it's for them it's an IT project. But of course this IT company, they will miss all the AV expertise on content, mm-hmm. on these kind of things. And I think that AV companies are going to take the skills of IT company to be able to face this new competition. So to answer your question, we had a lot of AV integration company. We still have a lot. And most of our partners are still AV company, even if we have a new kind of partners like Capgemini or this kind of IT company, because I think that bigger companies see digital signage as an interesting market, because it's not small project in silo in a company, but can be across different services in bigger companies in worldwide.
Mm-hmm. Is it, there are, as I mentioned earlier, there's a whole bunch of digital signage software options out there, and a lot of them are kind of islands of activity. Like you log into a digital signage system, you do all your content management and everything out of that, but it doesn't really relate to other systems. It's its own thing. Do you see the future being much more where digital signage is just a component of a larger sort of AVIT initiative?
Yes, I think we'll have a lot of more and more interaction between digital signage and global project, and it will not be just a digital signage project in a corner. That's why we think that our strategy, which is to be an ISV and focus on software development, is a good strategy for that, because it will be something independent, which will be able to interconnect with any kind of IT equipment in the company.
Mm-hmm. Is it getting easier to extract and use data from different kinds of business systems than in the past?
Easier, I'm not sure, because you have more and more applications. You have legacy application, new applications. But I think I would not say that it's easier, because you have a lot of data or multiple choices. That's why, it's really important to have a platform which is really agile, where you have just to set parameters, because if you make bespoke development, then you are stuck with what you have done at the beginning. And it's really difficult to make it evolve and difficult to maintain and really costly.
Hi, I'm Jeremy Gavin, CEO of ScreenFeed. Now, I'm not put off by the fact that you're not listening to this podcast to hear me. Just like audiences to any digital signage, you give your attention to content you find interesting or helpful. That's where my company ScreenFeed comes in. Our sole mission is to make your digital signage network more valuable by making content that is more valuable to your audience. If you'd like to drive more attention to your screens, visit ScreenFeed.com to explore the 75-plus content options we've created to do just that, and then give us a call. Now, back to the podcast.
How do you sort of encourage a sniff test on this sort of thing? Like, with all these companies now saying, yes, we do data handling, we do data integration, we can show real-time data. You've been doing that for 20, 30 years. I suspect there's a difference between what some cloud-based CMS is saying and what you're saying. So if I'm an end user, how do I kind of sort out what's good and what's kind of threadbare?
Yes, sure. As you mentioned, everybody can say that they do data integration or even device management. But I think that the main difference is on the way you do it. Again, you can make coding, bespoke development to be connected to one specific application. That will work. You can do it by coding. But when you have a lot of different data sources, when you want to change regularly the data structure, when you want to do a lot of things like that and make it evolve, if you don't have an easy software with parameter setting which is ready to connect to different applications, to different of data sources, then it would be a nightmare. So all company will be able to connect to one specific application by coding. Okay, everybody can do it. But to have a structure able to connect to different application, data sources, database, just by setting parameters and to make it evolve very easily, it's really something different. So, I mean, for all these user and all the integrator, I would say come talk to us. You can test our software very easily and see how it works and how easy to use it is.
And I think you have a lot of data connectors kind of already pre-written, right?
Yeah, that's the mechanism we have, which is all of that. And we also build a partnership with different companies and to be able to make that. For instance, we just launched a partnership with SAP in the manufacturing. That's something really, really important to have access to all these data and to be able to better serve all these customers, to make all this data visually accessible again, in manufacturing or transportation or logistics, for instance.
So if you're hooking into an SAP system or something, is that relatively easy or is that like $250,000 job?
No, it can be easy. I mean, it's like in every project, it depends how far you want to go, how many, what kind of data you want to extract, the process you have. But but no, once again, it can be something really easy, really easy to use. So, I mean, to begin a project, it's not $100 million, and it can be done really easily in some steps.
When you're working with larger enterprise grade companies, and talking about things like data handling and device management, are they asking you about that or are you selling that into them, saying this is the sort of thing that you could do, or do they already know?
With large company, I would say it depends on the verticals. For instance, in banking, they are used to that, I think, to get the financial data and the extraction into their information system. But for instance, for manufacturing or transportation logistic, they don't really have the use case. They don't even think of digital signage sometimes. So we have to tell them, yes, you can do some kind of digital dashboarding, what you can to extract from your information system, from your ERP, what you can have. I mean, they usually don't think of it. So in some industry, that's something really new. So we have to make a I mean, to transfer what we do, for example, in banking or other verticals to the manufacturing and logistics, to tell them that it's possible with digital signage.
Mm-hmm. Once you tell them about it and explain that you can, you know, visualize your KPIs on the production floor of a factory or whatever, do they still have to think about it and rationalize it, or do they kind of conclude that, yeah, that would be very, very useful?
Really, most of them think that it's really, really useful. After it's every time the same, they have to find the time to make it. But yes, it's really a production gain in something really, really important for them, because they're always trying to find the way to for the manufacturing to really to bring this information in front of the worker when they are working, and it's always a nightmare, and that gives them this possibility. And what is interesting with digital signage is that you can have a mix between this KPI information coming from the information system and mixed with security information or internal communication. That's also something important.
Yeah, I'm sure that if you just have screens up that are, you know, telling you what production volumes are and all that, after a while it starts to become wallpaper. But if you can blend in other things, then people are going to look at it repeatedly.
Yeah, sure, exactly. And and sometimes it's really production oriented, meaning that when the guy is working on a specific operation, we will trigger the right content to tell him what he's doing right now, and 2 minutes after being another media. So you can, as I said before, you can make the data visually accessible and also trigger the right information during the operation process. That's also very important.
Mm-hmm. Where does Telelogo start and stop in terms of services? There are increasingly software companies who are becoming quasi integrators and also consultants and everything else. You know, what's the scope of services you guys offer?
Yeah, that's a really interesting point. We have seen a lot of companies like that, I mean, coming from software and being integrators, mostly in the retail. Mm-hmm. Because they wanted to get they say, okay, we do software, we can have the entire project. We do not think that's a good idea. We will keep our business model, which is really clear. We just do the software and we sell through our business partners. First reason is that the integrators, they are our partners. If we become to make service and to be integrator also, we become a competitor to our partners. Mm-hmm. And that's not what we want to do. And secondly, I think that's not the trend of the market. If you look at the not only digital signage market, but globally speaking, for example, on IT, we see that a lot of companies tried in the past to make software and then to add services, but finally they didn't make it, because it's a different job, and again you have your partner as competitor. And mm-hmm. And we also feel, when we discuss with customer now, especially large customer, that I think they want to build the best solution to be free. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they want to change a piece of the puzzle, not to be stuck with one partner and its priority solution. So I think for the customer, it's really important to be free and to have one integrator will choose the best of breed solution. And if the customer is not happy with one or the other, then it can change. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the reasons is also that, most of the project, digital signage project, some years ago, it was you just launch a project, a new concept in retail, for instance, and this concept will be the same during 5 years. Now we see that there are a lot of needs for evolution, not only with the pandemic, but globally speaking. So you need to change the concept, to change something, to connect to another data source, to do something new. And that means that you need also agility, and you have to change that. So and the last thing about that is that, I mean, the digital signage project also evolving, meaning that before you had one digital signage project in silo in a company. More and more in big company, we see several projects in different service, in retail and supply chain, then in corporate. And they will have different need, and they will not take one vendor with different solution every time. Sometimes they will want to validate one software, one solution to use it for different services, sometimes not. So they want to be free to change. And so I think that, that the future of the market, that the company will choose their solution and they will choose an integrator to make the whole project.
Yeah, I certainly hear that over and over again, that they don't want to deal with five different vendors all pointing their fingers at each other when there's a problem. They want to deal with one person, one company.
They can have just one company in front of them, mm-hmm. but inside the project you have different solutions. I think that's important for them. And when we are coming to IT also, in terms of security for the IT people, I think it's important for them to validate software. As security validation takes time in big companies, it's really important. So if, for example, in a big company, they have 5 or 10 different digital signage projects, because one is for retail, one is for corporate, one is for industry, blah, blah, blah. They don't want to validate 10 different software, but when they validate one, which is mm-hmm. good for what they are doing, they're usually happy to use it for different use. And then they will choose an integrator to integrate all the solutions.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about Clyde. It's device management, but it's its own entity, is it not?
Yes, it is. Because in fact, Clyde is a device management software. It's included in our digital signage suite, Media for Display. So when you buy the entire digital signage solution, you have it on board. But that's also a software, mobile device management, which is used on its own to manage mobile projects.
Okay. So it can be completely distinct from a digital signage project.
Exactly. It can be totally distinct, but of course it's really useful in digital signage, because it will allow you to manage not only the content with CMS, but to manage the device themselves, so the players, the display. And that's also something which is more and more important, that are asking our partners and customer, because they want to make sure that the project is working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, mm-hmm. To make sure everything is working, by having software, hardware, inventory, to be able also to make what we call preventive maintenance, meaning yes. that with the software we can monitor any critical elements of the PC. So we can check the hardware, software, but also the disk space, the file, the network status, etc. And when there is a problem, automatically we'll have alarms and we can launch automatic action to prevent or fix the problem.
Do you sense that your buying base, your customers, understand the value of device management more than perhaps they did in the past?
Oh yes, they do. Yeah, that's for sure. Because again, before, digital signage was just project on the side. Even sometimes the IT didn't even know that they had digital signage, because it was on their own network. Now that it's coming in the IT infrastructure, I mean, that's a must to manage the device, not only to make sure that it's working, but also to ensure security, to make sure that it complies with IT and security rules. For example, I can mention an example. When today we have a lot of Android devices going to on the field, but I don't even know if the customer know how many devices, Android devices, which are deployed or routed system. Just because it's easier for the manufacturer and for the software provider to have a routed system, because it's a little bit technical, but in Android, to make some particular function like reboot or to make a silent installation, you have to get some special rights. But when you have a routed system on your network, it's a huge security breach. So that's why you need a real device management, which is allowed by Google and by Android, to be able to perform all this feature and to ensure the security of the device. But now in big companies, security is just a must, and device management is also a must.
You've started, or the company started to take a look at North America as a market to expand into. I know you already have some partners there, but you're taking a serious look now at North America, correct?
Yes, completely. As you mentioned before, our major footprint is EMEA. We have a lot of customers in Asia, also in Africa. We have now an office in Mexico, actually, but in the US, even if we have some partners, and now we will have some nice customers, but it was some opportunities. Now we want to expand our footprint in the US. That's really important for us, so to find new partners. And we're also looking for an acquisition or merger or strategic partnership in North America to be able to accelerate and to really be able to build a real transnational company, EMEA, Asia, and America.
Is it a challenge to kind of reach from France, or because you've been doing it to Asia and elsewhere, it's just another market?
It's not just another market. I think it's North America is a huge market. It's a really good market, technical market. I mean, there are a lot of competitors there, and I think it's difficult to go quickly and to have a great visibility without having a local partner. That's why we're really looking for a strategic partnership there.
And how is that going so far?
So far, we are just trying to find the right company, but we are still looking for that. So if some company are interesting to contact us to discuss it, we'll be, of course, totally open.
I speak with software companies and with private equity and VC companies, and there's a lot of shopping happening right now.
Yes, that's true.
So it's a competitive market in its own way. There's a lot of companies saying, you know, we would entertain a discussion, and there's a lot of VCs saying we would love to be able to be introduced to X and Y.
Yeah, it's that's true. I mean, digital signage is a recent market. So like all emerging market, there are a lot of small companies, and now there is a consolidation. So that's totally natural, and that's true that there are a lot of consolidation now. But it's not that easy to find the right company with the same strategy and the same mentality. Yeah.
Yeah, there's lots of people who'd happily sell to you, but do you want to buy them? All right, Christoph, that was terrific. I appreciate you spending some time with me.
Thanks a lot, Dave.
That's it for this week's episode. I hope you enjoyed it and you learned a thing or two. If you're new to 16.9, it's a podcast that's been around since 2016. You can click around the site and find scores of conversations with smart industry folks. If you're new to digital signage, you need to be reading 16.9. That's at 16-9.net. You'll find thousands of posts by me and expert guest writers about this industry. I don't run a press release republishing mill. If something makes it on 16.9, that means it matters in some way to the business. Everything about 16.9 is free. Great sponsors make my work possible, and one of those is podcast sponsor ScreenFeed. Check them out at screenfeed.com. 16.9 is a product of Vertical Media Consulting Group, the massive media empire I run out of a spare room in my house, now located outside Halifax, Nova Scotia, on the east coast of Canada. Thanks for listening. I'm Dave Haynes.